Thank you for coming out to our final reading in this year's prose series. Glad to see you all, and we're delighted to have Monica Drake with us tonight. Before I introduce her, I want to thank again the Poetry Center for allowing us to use this wonderful space for our readings and for hosting our guest authors. So thank you, Gail Brown and Sibel Knowles and Anne and all the rest of the Poetry Center staff. Thanks also to the English Department for supporting the series and to our co-sponsors, Poets and Writers and the College of Humanities. And we hope you'll all come back next year in the fall when we start the new series. Monica Drake is the author of the critically acclaimed indie novel, Clown Girl. A new novel, The Stud Book, is forthcoming from Crown. Clown Girl has been optioned by Kristen Wiig of Saturday Night Live and Bridesmaid fame. Monica Drake's stories and essays have appeared in the Northwest Review, Three Penny Review, Beloit Fiction Journal, and many other publications and anthologies. She's the winner of numerous awards for her works of literary fiction and currently teaches at Pacific Northwest College of Art in Portland. In 1991, Monica Drake joined Tom Spanbauer's Portland-based workshop, Dangerous Writers. Chuck Palahniuk, also a member of the group, recalls that Monica Drake was the star, her stories making everyone, quote, forget to breathe and then break out in laughter, so loud and honest that to people passing on the sidewalk in the dark, we might have been hooting or... Sorry, I've got a little typo here. Dogs barking. No matter what you'd bring to read, Monica would write something better, funnier, more surprising, and sexy. About that same time, back in the days when we ran a 3-year Master of Fine Arts program, to our good fortune, Monica Drake came to the University of Arizona. She was part of a class of really distinguished writers. Another one of her class members is here, Kevin Canty. Still, her stories really stood out. The story's cast, often characters living on the fringe, was new, and she introduced us to its members with grace and a low-key yet devastating wit. Her sensibility was all her own, tender-hearted and funny, sometimes even wacky, but with a true undertow. Hers were stories with consequences. The writing was compassionate, but it did not bluff. Every story earned its keep, and nobody got off strictly for good behavior. Monica Drake has held a lot of jobs: clown, lab technician, mortgage lender, teacher, to name a few. She is one of those rare souls who is always absorbing how the world works, and she's so smart that she continually manages to bring both the small and large lessons to bear in her writing. Her fiction is shapely. It is lyrical, yet comes straight at big issues: genetic engineering, gender, class, population control, you name it, that would sink work less carefully wrought. How carefully wrought? Yesterday, Drake spoke to one of the graduate classes about her work on the terrific Clown Girl. 3 years to get it right, then 3 years to fine-tune the humor, then 3 more years to make sure that every character was rounded and treated fairly, that none of them was a straw dog. We were lucky to have such a writer in our midst for 3 years, and we're lucky to have her back.